Stupidity never dies. It evolves. Get your signed copy with the link below.
I've not met those criteria for either evolution or Big Bang.
I don't know why you would say it's not possible. It's not possible to have evidence that evolution occurs.
Well, we can start with Big Bang if you want.
We're going to start with evolution. So if evolution were true, what would the evidence look like?
If evolution were true, you would need a long enough experiment to prove macro change.
Nope.
You wouldn't just be able to infer from fossilized.
Because things that happened in the past leave evidence behind. So try again.
It doesn't necessarily, unless you have the DNA. You can have traces of assumptions.
Yep, we got the DNA. So all life on the planet has to share genes, and they do. So there we go.
Really?
There is the justified true belief.
What is the oldest DNA you think we have?
Oh, I don't know, but we can just look at the DNA of the current living organisms, because they all have to be related, and they are.
That is not enough for evolution to prove
that occurred.
Just because
it's evidence. So what amount of evidence do you require to prove it?
So the current theory as it stands right now is that DNA constantly is copied through cells are copying each other, they're replicating, and the DNA is copied, and sometimes you have an accidental mutation.
I don't need you to tell me this. I know more than you do, so stop. What I asked is the amount of evidence that you would require?
So as I was saying, the assumption here is that we get a mutation, and then over time...
Buddy, again, I know more than you do. You don't need to tell me.
Yeah, I'm
don't tell me how evolution works, because I know. I know more than you could ever know about it.
You know a lot. Well,
tell
that's
me
not true.
What amount of evidence you would require in order for it to be considered proven.
I was just going to tell you why the theory is bullshit, but do you want to jump in because you feel...
Have a shitty day.
Oh, I already know this.
Right? Yeah, I know more than you do. Goodbye.
Well, you don't. I know your model better than you do. I can guarantee
Name
you
one
that.
Book about evolution that you've read.
I haven't read any books
Goodbye.
Except for biochemistry.
What an absolute fucking dork. If you're like my guest and you can't read either, I do have good news. I created audiobooks of both my books available on my Shopify store. Okay, go ahead.
Sorry. Have you heard of Last Thursdayism? Sorry.
Yes, I've heard of Last Thursdayism.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Basically, it's the idea that, there's no way to prove that things can't, like, if things just suddenly appeared, like, if the universe just suddenly appeared, there's no way to prove it didn't, because everything would have appeared in a way that it would make it look like it had existed, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, that's kind of why I personally believe that, like, it's more than possible that, I mean, when, as detailed in the Bible, that Adam and Eve would have been created, that, everything would just have happened in a way that makes it look like things could have happened before it.
Yeah, I mean, God can believe that, or God can do that kind of thing, but this is just... I think this is just it's worse than that. I think it's epistemologically worthless. I had a specific something I was going to say, but now I can't remember what the heck it was.
Sorry if I was kind of...
No, it's fine. But yeah, I mean, you can believe that, but, now I remember. That is the end of critical thinking. Because what do we do with this? Like, it's hypothetically possible. It's both unprovable and not disprovable either.
I mean, that's
so
why
what
it's
do we do?
Faith,
and so we have
you know
no.
I mean?
So we have no reason to believe this. That's why I think it's just epistemologically worthless.
I mean, but why do we have a reason to believe that the universe started at one singularity?
Well, because of the evidence.
No, but like, how is it any different from believing that it started at, like, from everything expanded out?
Because,
like, already expanded out versus not?
Because the alternative requires you to abandon your belief, or not even your belief, abandon your knowledge about the way things work. So we're kind of having a discussion about uniformitarianism at this point. Why should I
Sorry,
think
I don't know what that is?
It's just the idea that the past, the rules that are in operation today are the same rules that were in operation in the past. So why should I think that? Well, because every single day the laws of physics go unviolated. And so if we have a universe that's billions of light years across, what's the best explanation for that? That it evolved to that state gradually and naturalistically, which is what would cause it to look the way it does, or uniformitarianism is true, but only up until the day God created the universe 6,000 years ago. At that point, everything was just created from scratch, all willy-nilly, randomly, by the will of God. And then since then, it's just all been, yep, it's all science and nature and physics. That'll tell you everything you need to know from that point forward. So no, I think you actually can. I think it is a stronger inference to say, nope, last Thursdayism argument for creation 6,000 years ago is actually not more tenable than the purely naturalistic explanation that tells us it's billions of years old. Because one requires us to abandon what we know and experience and can demonstrate, and the other doesn't. The other just asks us to remain consistent.
Okay, but that doesn't explain how, like, why should everything have started at, I'm just saying that, like, the Big Bang, why should everything have just appeared any differently? Like, at a point, like, why should it have appeared there in that scenario?
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, it's like I can't tell what you're asking me. Why should it have happened 14 billion years ago? Is when it happened. There's no reason to it. Like, why does the Earth not orbit the Sun the other way around? Well, you could discover how the Earth ended up orbiting the Sun this way rather than that way. But there is no why. It just, I mean, the circumstances, I guess, are the why. But there's no reason. Like outside reason or whatever that happened, that's just what it is. It's something that doesn't even require an explanation. Like, oh, why did it end up this way and not that way? It's like, well, it just for some things they end up the way they do, and that's just because it is the way it is, I guess.
I mean, I can see that, like. I just don't, like, the one thing I don't understand fully is, like, sorry.
Okay, anything else?
No.
You're on the internet proclaiming that you're an atheist.
I am doing that, yeah.
And inviting people to ask you anything. So I'm wondering why you're on the internet doing this topic.
Well, you pretty much just laid it out, but also this is how I pay my mortgage. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I just spent 48 hours in the hospital, and I live in America, so it's going to cost all the money in the world. So
yeah,
I have no choice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for me, if you're an atheist, fine. Just get on with your life. But there seems to be a lot of channels doing the same thing, having questions about God doesn't exist, and tell me why I shouldn't be a Christian. I'm kind of wondering what they're all about, really.
I mean, they do it for different reasons. I see just as many religious people saying Islam is false, Christianity is true, or Christianity is false, Christianity is true, because there's so many different versions of Christianity, they've been reduced to that at this point. They do it for different reasons. Some people are just very curious about, they just want the like intellectual stimulation behind behind the conversations, because they think they're important and interesting, and so maybe that's why they do it. Others think the world is a better or worse place based on one of those or the other, so they're committed to trying to change the change people's beliefs, I guess, to create a better world.
Oh, because they're perfect, right?
I kind of doubt most of them would say that, but if you think that...
Sorry, I'm British. I've got sarcasm. It's just a bit of a circular argument, isn't it?
I don't know why you would say that.
Well, maybe you're not sure that you're an atheist.
Well, I'm pretty sure I'm an atheist, since I'm the one that made the decision.
Okay, you don't know, though.
Whether or not God exists?
No, you don't know whether you're an atheist or not.
Well, yeah, I disagree with that.
Okay, I'm just wondering if you're waiting for somebody to convince you, to say something or convince you.
Oh, that's what you mean by that. Yeah, that would be interesting. Well, I don't see how that... I don't really see how that could happen at this point. But no, I don't do this because I'm insecure in my beliefs.
Okay. Well, you only believe in things that you don't know.
No, I don't think that's true. I mean, that's just not how I use those words, I guess.
That's an absolute truth, actually. You believe in things you don't know. You know things you know, and you believe in things that you don't know. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I would say you can, if you know something, then you still believe it, because it's a... I don't think belief is something you think, even though you don't, even though you can't prove
belief
it or something like that.
Something. Belief is faith in something to be true.
Well, no, I think faith is a type of a belief. Belief is not a type of faith. So I just disagree with the way you're using the word there. Did you have any other questions or anything?
Nah, not really.
Could you tell me what day it is real quick?
What day it is?
Yeah.
It's Tuesday today.
Is it? Is it not?
It's Monday if you like.
Never mind. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.